When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi. Hi!
Welcome back to the pod, everyone. We hope you had a lovely weekend and you've managed to get some tickets for the show.
Here we go.
Exciting.
For the show, here we go. Anyway, this episode is going to contain Ailey's massive moustache.
And my childhood trauma.
Yes, we're continuing the childhood trauma.
Yeah. Childhood trauma stories.
I'm talking about my foreskin.
And colour analysis.
Yep.
So stay tuned. Make sure you're following us on Instagram, TikTok.
You can text us, remember.
Yep.
Our and number is... Can you sing it for us, Ailey? Give us a song.
07428-957-885.
I quite like that. Get it safe and send us your confessions.
And we're also chatting about and Specky Becky.
And Specky Becky. Let's get into it. Guys, we're a walking ick. Each of us are walking icks.
Why?
Because we got colour analysis done. We're actually going to create a reel so you can go and see it, right? It's very interesting. We went to House of Colour after your recommendation, Ailey. And Denise, is that the name of that song?
I don't know. It sounds like a song to me.
I've never heard that before.
We went to see Denise Winton, who is in Giffnock. She's actually on Instagram as House of Colour Denise. But it's House of Colour. There's ones like all over the UK.
And essentially they analyse what suits you, right? And bearing in mind, I'm very much like colour avoidant. I just go with a plain colour palette, usually neutrals or monochrome.
Yeah,
right?
I'll go into a full grey suit.
Right, exactly. But turns out that I am, in fact... Well, Ailey, what are you? You're an autumn.
I'm an autumn. I had the whole thing originally, right, where I started seeing loads of the videos on TikTok for colour analysis and people... doing it. So then I looked at a thing online, like a website that said I was a deep winter, which essentially is the opposite of what the stuff that I wear, right? Yep. So it was like pinks, purples, all that sort of colour, everything cool toned. And I was like, surely not, because you know, like everything I have is green.
And you're like, very warm. Earthy.
And earthy tones, right?
She's and it's always been that way. Girl.
So went to Denise and Denise said, I actually am an autumn, thank God, because everything all the colours she has already autumn stuff. And then when news went...
But they base this, if anyone doesn't understand this, they base this on things like your skin tone and your eye colour.
Yeah.
And your lips. So usually what they do is they drape the colours around you. You'll see it, go and watch our video because we'll put it on TikTok and on Instagram. They drape these sort of colours around you, but even though everyone will have a red, your red will be a different tone. It'll either be warm-toned red or cool-toned red.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. So as much as Ailey's saying that those colours suit her, yours is quite specific, I think. I think out of the colour wheel, you could easily pick out your ones because they're... probably the most distinctive, I think.
Do you think so?
Because they're quite, like, they're more, as she put it, more muddy toned.
Rich autumn leaf.
Yeah, rich autumn leaves.
Basically. Yeah, that was your little tagline, wasn't it?
Yeah, like the Gilmore Girls, think of all those tones, right? That's basically Ailey's colours. So they drape all these around you and they see how your face changes depending on the colour. So essentially you want to look warm and rich and lifted and light, or it's going to make you look a bit drab and... She said sallow, right? Which I thought sallow was like a nice thing.
No, sallow's like tired and like...
I would say if I'm sallow skinned, it means I've got quite a tan to me. So I think Ella's sallow skinned.
No.
Is that not right?
Sallow's like if you're looking a bit ill kind of thing. You'd be a bit pale and a bit peely-wally. I feel like it's a Scottish translation.
Like, yeah, you literally could see it. Sometimes they were putting the colours against me. My eyes, my under eyes were going like purpley.
Yeah.
That's me on the daily.
Or my lips looked really pale.
Yeah,
so, you looked ill in the colours that didn't, and you don't see it right away. You only see it once, because she starts off with your jewellery, doesn't she? And then she moves on to your colours and you do see it. And I think since the three of us have all started maybe being a little bit more conscious, whipping out our colour wheel, I feel like I notice a difference mainly in you. I feel like you've put the most effort in than I.
Do you think so? Because I changed my jewellery. Essentially, I have been worked out that I am a summer, which is cool toned.
Which you would never think.
And pastely, quite pastely. Mm-hmm. And certainly, basically you have summer, autumn. I see I sound the wrong way every time. Spring, summer, autumn and winter, right? Yep. Lorenzo, you are a...
I'm a spring.
Specifically a paintbox spring, which paint is very spring, splashy. Yeah.
Which was you it? Were so happy about.
Yeah. I was.
Lauren was like, I just really hope that I've got nice colours and yes. colours that you already have. But the main thing about that is that she said that everyone has like an intuition kind of like from yeah. when you're born, you know mm-hmm. what... You'll be attracted to colours that you always like, which is probably why I've always went for earthy colours. You've always went for like pinks.
Dusky
and,
pink.
Yeah.
And if I've got a wedding where I need to actually wear colour and I can't wear white, basically.
Yeah.
I'm going dusky pink, aren't I? Or yeah. I'm going for like a dusky blue.
And you've always done that. Colours.
And do you know what I was thinking the other day? We were in yours. I was looking at the bar and I was like, that's your grey tone.
Yep.
What do you mean? Cool. The breakfast bar?
The bar outside.
Oh, yeah.
It cool literally gray. Is your grey tone.
It's so true, isn't it?
So we've kind of like intuitively done it, but some people do get it totally wrong as well. And then yep. as soon as they do their colour analysis, they feel like they've got a whole new lease of life and all because their people clothes don't
have,
look good on them.
Yeah, because some people don't have an identity, so they watch other people's stuff, especially nowadays, like Instagram and TikTok and mm-hmm. trends, especially shops. Like even like in Christmas there, we couldn't get a red dress for love nor money because no. Zara basically only did black dresses yep. or black outfits in general, which apparently none of us are meant to suit black.
None yeah. of us.
You only suit black if you're a winter.
I know.
I wonder
black
who
is
a winter,
only in
actually.
Winter. So Courtney Cox, she's a winter.
Is she?
Yeah. So anyone who's yep, really sort of like cool toned skin and not just because she's pale. I mean, just generally you don't have a warmth in your skin, right? Uh-huh. So cool tones.
Pinkier tones.
And also if you've got, no, because there's actually somebody else who was in it. Who was it that they picked? Was it Naomi Campbell? She's also a cool winter. And that's why she yeah. suits all the black dresses.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's just that you need to be like super, like almost like Snow White, like super
no, definitely
dark,
not.
Dark hair and really, really pale skin. But she is an example of somebody who suits the black tones.
Yeah.
And also the, like, see like the deep kind of purpley.
Yeah, I can actually see that colour. It's almost like magenta kind
yeah,
of
like a magenta yeah. colour. All those colours suit them in like yeah. fuchsia.
It's more pink or bluey toned
yep.
or yellowy greeny kind of colour, isn't it? It's like the warmer side.
Yep.
But yeah, so you're London spring, you're a summer.
I'm
you're
a summer.
What was it? A cool, no, what was it? A deep summer?
Your... She said that was deep summer.
Yeah.
But I don't really know what that means.
Rich, it's more because there's, even in a summer category, there's loads of colours, right? But
there is
the
six main ones.
It's like the richer kind of, a rich kind of pinky, like, basically what we'll do is we'll put our wee palettes on because yeah. they give you a wee thing to take away that's got all your colours on it. Well, your main 36 colours or something like that that you can yeah. use to shop, and as long as like it fits, looks like it fits within that category, then it's your colour.
So anthracite grey seems to be one of the ones yeah. that's like a wow colour for me.
Oh, that's colour. Right. So we all had wow colours.
That's why
colours.
I'm wearing this today.
So we got all the colours draped around our necks, and basically you have something that can either be 100%, 75%, 50% or 25%, and it goes from basically you could wear it all over to like you wear it on a pattern or you wear it on a scarf and stuff. So see when she was pulling out the wow colours, you were like, oh, right, okay, that's got to be like yeah. I need to get a blazer in that jacket. Yeah. I need to get so. Do you know what one of my wow colours were?
What?
You know how that coat that I got from River Island, the big massive green one?
The kind of one that looks a bit mermaidy.
Yeah, the one with the big massive cuffs. That's like very, very, very close to one of my wow colours.
Oh
and I was
God.
Like, no wonder I am like obsessed with that and yeah. I want to wear it all the time.
Because I bet when you wear it, you go, oh, I look really good in
yes.
it.
Yeah. I feel good in it.
Yeah, which is a main thing is what she said is that a lot of people have, they buy stuff that they like or they've seen it on other people or somebody else has told them that they like them. Mm-hmm. And then when they put them on, they're like, I just don't look good in this. And then it goes to the back of your wardrobe and you never ever wear it.
Yep.
Yeah.
But you once you know what colours suit you and what makes you look the best, then you'll actually be able to wear all your wardrobe.
Yeah.
That's the whole point.
And also the beginning of my colour wheel is all my neutrals.
Which is
it's
perfect.
All my creamy yeah. tone neutrals, yeah. which was great for me.
But see, since I've put it on Instagram, like not Instagram, TikTok, the amount of comments you get from people like, oh, for God's sake, just wear what you want. Like, it's not about that. Like, obviously you can still wear what you want, yeah. but this is like giving you tips to buy stuff that is going to make you look best and that you're going to feel best in and yeah. you're going to get to actually wear.
And also, I think if you're in a bit of a style rut, which I kind of feel like I was, it really helps give you some kind of direction because
yeah.
when it's quite overwhelming, I think, when you go out and you say everything in the shop, you can just wear what you want. But if someone was to say, you need to go out because you actually suit things that come in at the waist and skirt out, it's the most flattering shape for your body, mm-hmm. you probably will find things that will fit you better because yeah. you buy them in that shape because your shape is made for those types of clothes or whatever. Yeah, okay, I hear what you're saying, you can wear what you want, yeah, you can, but also it can be a pure dog trying to shop for something yeah. if it doesn't fit your body shape
yeah.
and so you, like you, that if you go there's your body shape clothing and then there's your colours, surely it should make the experience way less stressful.
Yeah, definitely.
And one thing Denise did say was, when something looks good on you, somebody should compliment how you look. Uh-huh. Not like, oh, that's a really nice t-shirt you've got on. It should be, you look really lovely today. What's different?
Yeah.
That's how subtle, like, wearing your proper colours should actually be. And which I think's wild.
Yeah, and yeah. She said the same with your makeup as well. Like, if yes. you've got a lipstick, that like a bold lipstick, people should be able to still look at your eyes and think that you look really good rather than always staring at your lips because they're overpowering your face.
I thought if you stared at someone's lips, it was like a sexual thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I thought that
Have
was
Have you heard about
be.
That?
But if so somebody did you that want to me, I'd be like,
here's a wee tip.
Stop. I'd be like, have I got a mustache?
That's exactly like that. Going, do I need to go to Superdrug?
I got something in my mouth. You know that that's a tip, by the way, if you're wanting to, like, apparently if you want to, like, seduce a man. I said that weird. I said that very American. Seduce.
I'm trying to do this to you and see if you
seduce
notice.
Seduce a man. Are you, like, are you doing it?
Are you doing it? Does it make me feel really uncomfortable when I'm just staring at your mouth when you talk?
No, are you staring at my mouth?
Uh-huh.
Does it look like she's staring at your eyes?
Uh-huh, it looks like you're looking at my eyes. That's so weird.
That's your eyes. That's your mouth.
It looks the same. There's a glare in your eyes. Uh-huh. Here's the thing, girls, right? If you want to, not even seduce, right? But if you want to get a male's attention, uh-huh. right? Whether it's someone you're with or not. Right. Someone you're with or you want to get with. Mm-hmm. Listen up, right? You're meant to, looking, I'm going to use you as an example because I think Kayleigh might actually leave the room if I do this. Lauren, so basically I'm meant to look at, like, if I'm looking at you, your left eye that I can see on the left side, not, that's your right.
That's my right eye.
I know, but for me, it's the left. So you meant to look at the left eye, uh-huh. look at the mouth, and then look at the other eye.
Do it again. I can only see one movement though.
It's because of the glare in here. I'm not doing it anymore.
Now how to suggest someone?
Right, Ailey,
what, so you go from you. Left mouth to right?
Why does this feel like we're crossing boundaries?
Is that what it is? Left eye, mouth, right eye?
Yeah.
Oh.
Right, can you just try this out and let us know if it works?
Specifically, a wee blink after. So left eye, mouth, blink, right eye.
Okay.
I love how Ash on like a Thursday evening is like, how to seduce my husband.
I just seen it on TikTok, it flew up and I was like, oh, okay then. Oh. Here's the thing, right? TikTok I feel is educating us, right? On, and I don't know what your For You page is like, but I was speaking to I was speaking to guys recently. Who was it I was talking to? Oh, this is what it was. So you know the shop Vivi and Co, the mm-hmm. cafe?
Yeah.
So I was in there and the guy that runs it, he's actually really, really nice. I always forget his name. I need to figure out what his name is, right? I always forget.
Mr. Vivi.
Lovely guy. Him and his wife went to uni together, did like marketing, and then basically come up with this cafe, and it's stunning.
Beautiful
inside. They've just had a baby, and I was asking like, how's the baby and all that, and he was like, well, it was funny because it was obviously our first child, but I feel like TikTok is like, the algorithm is really like focused on like his, he must have like, say, searched for something to do with like being a new dad or something like that, right? And he's like, my full feed is stuff that's about being a new dad, how to be there for your partner. He's like, I feel like it's actually educating me on things where maybe if I didn't see it, then I'd be going, why is she acting a wee bit like yeah. weird today? It's like, it's almost like it's giving you like this like psychoanalysis of a new mum.
Yeah.
Whilst also telling me how I can be there without actually being overpowering. He's like, it's so helpful, right? And I don't know about you, but I always get these things up and it's about relationships, right? And I seen a thing the other day and I was like, that honestly could not be more perfect, right? See, when I'm having a situation, right, for example, I've told Charlie to do something, right, like, I don't know, don't leave those doors open in your room, your wardrobe doors, because then when I walk in, putting your stuff away, I could end up, like, opening another door against it, that kind of thing, right, uh-huh. where it's going to bang the doors together, and then he does it again, and I go, Charlie, remember I keep telling you to keep those doors closed, come on, you need to do that, see if I have that kind of tone, and then Fraser also comes in and goes, right, your mum's told you, come on, yeah. you need to do that. Seeing that situation, I then get annoyed for him getting involved because I go, yeah. I go, no, that's too much now,
uh-huh.
right? Do you just get that?
Yeah, totally yeah. get what
right?
you mean.
And do you know, I seen a thing, right? And he's not doing anything wrong. He thinks he's helping me.
He's
backing me up, right?
So the opposite.
Though. And then I've went in and went, stop that, which looks like I'm putting him down yeah. in front of the kids, right? But actually, in that situation, there was a sentence that I heard and I was like, I'm going to use that next time because it perfectly explains it. When I'm having a moment of, what was the word? When I'm having a storm, I need you to be the calm.
Uh-huh.
So see, when I'm having a moment when I'm being like a wee bit more firm, you need to be the calm in that because all you do is like accelerate the situation. Yeah. And I actually said to him afterwards, like, by the way, I'm not trying to put you down in front of them, by the way, but see, when I'm having that, I need you to be the calm in it because otherwise it just looks pure gang-handed.
Yeah, when you're bad cop, he needs to be good cop.
Without yeah. doubt, right? And not even that he needs to come in and then soak in with the kids. He just doesn't need to like further impact it because it just becomes double. It becomes yeah. massive. And I think it's easier to deal with one person at a time. So it's funny, that was a TikTok thing and I think that's like a pure useful chat that we've now had that could have ended up being maybe like a bit of sort of bad tension between us over something that's nothing.
Yeah.
But now that I know how to like communicate that back to him, it's like it's actually a pure worthwhile thing to have learned.
Does he willingly take on that?
I'm like I can't explain to you how that feels like, but I feel like for me, and it's not even like I'm trying to feel that way, it's just instinctive. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like before you even get a chance to think about your feeling, it just comes out. It's like a reaction.
Yeah.
And I know for a fact you've had that as well.
Yeah, definitely.
You're like that as well. Like at you, we don't both need to be doing this at the same time. Do you know what I mean?
You need to have, especially if Andy's like being the stern one, then I'll be the pure,
the calm.
Calm one. Because then that's the only way to do it, is then, because then the child goes to you for help and then you can resolve it. But there always needs to be one that's like the backup kind of thing.
Otherwise they feel pure isolated. And the thing is, nobody's intending that to be the case, but I think it's so interesting, all the wee tiny things that I think the next generation are learning, like even just like how to have conflict. I feel like us.
Yeah, but sometimes it goes too far and you get the people that are like, oh, that are self-appointed therapists.
Yeah.
Where like, I think we spoke with this girl before who's like, if you feel like you're drifting away from your friend, here's a way to say to them. And remember, she's like,
our season of friendship is over.
I've really enjoyed this time that we've gotten to know each other over the last few years, but I feel that it's time for me to move on and our season of friendship be coming to an end. See, if somebody said that to me, I would be like,
I'd laugh in their face.
I would throw up on their face.
Like, I'm so glad we're having this chat because you sound like a dick.
This is comedy gold. See you
sometimes
later.
It does become like really unrealistic. I actually had that the other day. So I'd seen, do you know that way like when you're out of the baby stage, right? And you see something and you're like, oh, I wish I could have tried that. I seen a thing that a girl was like, when your baby doesn't sleep, you should flip them, right? And it's meant to like reset their like inner body clock or something, right?
What do you mean flip
them? So it's just like a 6-month old or something, right? And she was sitting on her mum's knee, the baby's sitting on mum's knee, and then she like literally puts her hand over her tummy and like flips it over as if she's doing a somersault, obviously safely.
right
okay, gymnast.
And then, when are we doing this? At like 3 a.m.
No, we're doing it at like 6 at night or whatever before you put her to bed, and then the baby will sleep through the night. And all the comments were like, oh my god, tried this last night and it actually works. And that way you go, is that a real thing? I need somebody to try this. And my neighbors just had a baby and I was like, oh, they say not to give unsolicited advice, but I really want to send her this. And then when I seen her and I was talking to her and she was like, oh, the baby's not sleeping or whatever, I was like, oh, I seen a TikTok. And she was like, is it the flipping thing? Because I've tried it. I was like, yeah.
She must be like, oh my god, basic. But do you not think I've googled this to the end of the
year? I wonder if she's had loads of people send it to her as well, because see, when you see something like that, you want to just send it to something. Go to try this.
Yeah.
Going to just take a couple of minutes and flip your baby over and then let me know if it works.
Well, it's like the whole like Kakuna baby thing, or like the swaddle suits and all that. Like they've worked wonders for people.
Oh, yeah. I love the
swaddle. I remember
swaddle.
Actually, like, I feel like we're going back to the good motherhood here, right? Oh, but I remember whenever the kids were born, Ella was a great sleeper, but it was Charlie that initially, because he was so like kind of clingy with me, the nurse was like, he's trying to nurse off you because it's comfort. He just needs to know that he's being held, right? It's probably not a lot to do with the fact that you're feeding him, because he's kind of coming on and off all the time. It's just the hug he wants. She's like, you just need to give him the security of being swaddled right. And I swear to god, she was like this Irish woman, I feel as if she'd been like here 100 years, you know, that way. She lay him down and she get this big sort of muslin and she just went bam, swaddled him up like a big massive like
burrito.
Big burrito baby, like really really tightly. Mm-hmm. Not like painfully, but like I wouldn't have done it like that. Yeah. Either probably like draped over him, right? She did it so it was really secure, and she just literally rocked them side to side and then lay them down.
Yeah, they love it.
And he loved it.
Oh, they do. 100%.
We ended up getting Velcro once for Oliver. It was like a straight jacket.
No, Ailey, do you remember them? You were like, he'll have them till he's 21.
But you used to strap him in at night time, and it was the only way. And if he managed to get it open, he'd be awake all night. You just had to keep like strapping them in. That's the only way.
Yeah, but they do.
Like an asylum.
It's the security thing. You think what tiny space they've got in your belly. And then they come out in this big, massive, cold world.
I know, but then again, my claustrophobia could never.
I know.
Could you imagine?
I know, but you don't know any better when you're a baby.
I know, but like imagine as an adult, like you were straitjacketed in. That sounds absolutely horrific.
Makes me feel ill.
Well, it's had one that had like our wee arms were up at our heads.
Yes. What was that one called again?
It makes them look like one of those bats that flies.
I think it's called, is it Love to Sleep or something like that? I'm sure it's called.
Kakuna Baby?
No,
that was different one.
I can't remember it. I know what you're talking about though, Lauren. It's like
I'm sure it is Love to Sleep.
Something up, Swaddle Up. The one I think it's called Swaddle Up, something like that. And like you're saying, it's like it's a flying squirrel you're talking about.
Yes, that's exactly what
a flying squirrel. And so then they open up the arms and it's like they've got a
flying bat, but it's basically like a bat when it's flying,
yeah,
isn't it?
Hilarious. Oh my God, back in the day.
By the way, basically we've got a night out on or a day out on Sunday because we're going to go to the Influencer Awards.
How funny though, right? Because we've just seen a thing being announced on their Instagram and it's like, first of all, we actually didn't know anything about this until like really, really late on, like last week or something like that. So I think people have been voting. I really don't know how it works, right?
I don't know how it works, but we're nominated.
We're nominated and we have apparently had a lot of nominations, so the email says.
So thanks.
So thanks if you've been one of the people that knew about it, because I had no idea. And then it's a judging panel on the day. So I think it's like everyone who sponsors the event. So I think there's someone from like the Radisson Red, someone from Lang's Jewellery. How are we pronouncing this? It's got an I in there.
Jamie Lang. It's Lang.
Lang's Jewellery. Is that his?
No, it's not him, but it's the same spelling.
I mean, it's not a far push to say that he would own diamonds.
It could be his family. So basically every sponsor that's on there, I think that they've got a representative from each business that's going to be sort of like picking the winner. But here's the thing, pick the winner, pick a bogey. That's what that is for me. So they're going to be picking a winner from each category, right? But I actually thought about this today. Are they going to do like a wee compilation of the things that we've done and then like show it on a screen?
No, I think it'll just be a picture.
It'll just be a picture, and then what? Like, it's just going to be like an announcement then.
You go and collect your Magnum. I'm not going to lie, I would rather a caramel Magnum than a Magnum of
Prosecco or
champagne or something like that.
Moet.
Give me a 3-pack of...
We're going to need to work on
dark chocolate and raspberry.
See if we're not going to win.
Give Lorna a dark chocolate and raspberry and a 10 deck. She'd be absolutely delighted.
Delicious.
We're going to need to work on our clap for if we don't win. Our humble face.
We're going to do our Joey clap. We need to actually clap.
It's fucking ridiculous.
We need to clap outwardly. Like, we're clapping for you. Like, outwardly.
Hilarious. Clap at the face where we cry.
Trying not to get raging. We only knew about this last week. It's such a massive roller coaster event.
I need to find something to wear.
I was laughing at this, right? So they just announced that they're going to have Jilly Isabella doing the red carpet. I can't even say it out loud without making me laugh, right? Doing the red carpet.
Get a wee red carpet.
We're going to walk in a wee red carpet.
It's pure cute. We're going to roll it out. Give it a wee quick hoover before we,
oh my God,
before we turn up.
The next step, guys, is going to be us having our handprints. On the walk of fame.
Hollywood star.
So funny, right? But anyway, she's going to be doing the... I think she's actually a really good candidate for hosting.
Yeah.
So I feel like she's quite quick-witted or whatever. So anyway, she's going to be there to do the sort of like, I'm imagining the red carpet, what are you wearing right now last night?
Who are you wearing?
Who are you wearing today? Who's this? Well,
my mom's wardrobe.
Your mom's chest hair. I actually tried on an outfit yesterday. I went for a wee Primark wander the other day, which, by the way, I never even spent that much. The last few times I've been in there, it's been a bloody fortune.
What
I'm not
size
got that
of
much.
The bag was that you walked out?
Two ones. Normal bags.
Paper bags?
Paper. Two paper. That's quite a lot,
it's
right?
It's a good haul.
It's a good haul. So anyway, I got some stuff. And within that was my version of my colour palette, Dusky Pink. It was like a skort. It's really nice ways of saying it. Skort, wee waistcoat and a blazer. And I thought that could be perfect, right? So bought it thinking that's fine. No one's going to say like, not that I'm embarrassed, it's Primark, right? But I know for a fact that there's going to be people that are like style influencers there that have like had things made for the event and all that. And they're going to give it. So who are you wearing? I'll go, Primark, be head. Had to get a different size in the waistcoat because it didn't fit my chips. What shoes you got on? They're my wedding shoes. They go with everything. It's the reason why I got them, actually. My top tip, literally just a broken record. So yeah, I don't really know. I'm in two minds of whether
mine's
to wear
gonna
that
be
or
a
not.
Panic buy, I think. The fact that I don't have anything yet, it's going to be a panic, probably ASOS.
Green.
Probably green, yeah.
Yeah.
Lauren, I think you should wear your original plan for the show.
Oh, yes. I know, but it's what shoes?
What shoes were you going to wear at the show?
I was going to wear those massive gold ones.
Yeah, are they sore? Are they sore?
No, they're actually okay. But what makes me self-conscious about that is walking about with used to, because I will be a good chest, head and shoulders above
you. I'll go super chunky high heel as well then.
That's what puts me off wearing it. They need to be big, massive shoes because those trousers are so long and I need to go to like Ann Summers or something to get red pants. I need like red slut pants.
Yep.
Well, Ann Summers is the place to go.
You would know.
Well,
basically, you can go on our Instagram today, because if today's Monday, it's the day after, and you'll be able to see what we've worn.
Yeah, exactly. Quite nice sometimes in the pre-record for that reason, so there's no waiting around, and you'll also see
if we won or not.
If we won or not. I'm not really sure. There's not even a podcast category.
Everyone's a winner, no. Baby. We're that's the truth.
Arts and culture.
Yeah. We're in the arts and culture category. Look at us. Like how we, cultured are we?
We're so cultured.
Is that a wee bit like, don't know where to put you? Yeah. Is it all just going to go in here?
It's a miscellaneous over 25s.
Because art is so quirky and it's how you choose to interpret it.
In my mind, she comes with like an outfit with loads of splashes of colour and like a wee easel board. You know, one of those wee artistic boards, what are they called?
And a beret.
Yeah, in a beret. That's what you turn up as an artist.
Yeah. That's
what you can say. I like it, Picasso.
See if the kids are like, what do you work as? Oh, I just work in the arts.
Yeah.
Arts and culture and stuff. Arts and culture.
You know, arts, culture, that sort of thing.
I'm an artist.
What else have we been? We were at Disney on Ice on Saturday. We've had a busy week, by the way.
Listen, these next couple of weeks, because first of all, before even saying that, by the time this goes out, the show tickets have been on sale.
The show tickets.
I hope you've
bought them.
Oh, we don't know. This is the thing. We're literally from the past right now.
Hi, it's already sold out.
Guys, I'm literally putting my child's motherly needs aside for you guys.
I kind of feel like he's at the age where he's ready for the pals now.
No, he's actually not.
Oh,
he's really not.
Bless
him. I feel bad.
I think you should make a thing of it. If we are going to be in Aberdeen for Jack's birthday, bring the whole fam.
Aberdeen.
Aberdeen,
right? Oh my god, so funny, right? It's my friend's office of Aberdeen, as you guys know. She lives there now. And the Aberdeen.
Can I kick a jelly bean?
Right, but what is the other one?
What the fuck is that, Chan?
What is the other one? Aberdeen. Can I keep their
knickers clean?
Yep, right.
Really?
So can you imagine my horror when I hear Charlie going, Aberdeen. I was going, no!
What did he chant?
Can I kick a jelly bean? Oh my god. I was so relieved because I genuinely thought it was going to say,
why can they not keep the knickers clean?
Heavy cheats everywhere.
Oh.
I think that's what it is.
Is that like a football chant?
I think it's more.
I feel like we need to do a wee bit of research. Like learning about the culture of Aberdeen before we go there.
Well, we are the arts and cultures. It would only make sense for us to learn about the culture. But I think it's because it's like certainly the cheating capital of the
is it?
It's got to be.
We were going to get some good stories.
It's all the offshoreness that's going on.
Aberdeen is going to have the tea.
Oh my god, that will be
get
so
your
good.
Dramas in.
And we can talk about the theme. We never spoke about that last week.
Oh my god, right. So to make sense of this, right, we are having the hen do in brackets
for no reason.
Right? Hen do for no reason.
Guess why? Because we can.
We can.
It's our show.
We can pick a theme.
We can actually do whatever we want,
and it's fun. And I never had a hen do.
You actually never had a hen do.
And Lauren's not had a hen do yet.
I've not even had a wedding.
And some people haven't been to a hen do, and the guys are at fucking stag do's all the time.
So why not?
So come to the hen do.
And here's the thing, right? You guys did an absolutely stupendous job.
Stupendous?
Do you know what? Of doing my hen do. Honestly, I think get that in your CV. Put that in your CV right now. Absolutely cracking it throwing a hen do.
That was a good hen do.
Wait, I can't even be coy for Azalea.
No, what? it was fucking class.
It was shit hot.
It was shit hot.
It was brilliant. It was so much fun.
It was even better because you got pure pissed off a few times because you thought you were going to Caravan Park.
No, honestly, and that was actually
Is this it? We basically set up
Ash for, we went to Lochside Lodges back when, I feel like not a lot of people had been to them at the time as well.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. It was up and coming.
Yeah. Did we make it happen? I think so. The YouTube video views say yes.
And you had no idea where you were going whatsoever, did you? It was just...
See the amount of comments on that video, by the way, or that's come off the back of that, people saying, I ended up booking my friend's hen do after seeing your hen do.
Yeah.
There. I mean, Lochside, hello.
It's the perfect
setup. Say thank you. I'm joking. Obviously, they're amazing without us. But have us back. Oh my god, imagine we had a big massive party there.
Oh my god.
And everyone got to stay in lodges.
It's the fact that
we should do a retreat. Oh my god. Should we do a retreat?
Yeah.
Let's do it. The girls overheard retreat.
Sorry, I love the idea of this. And we get people to come and do like facials, and we get like our nails done.
Yep.
And we basically have a full reset, and we have the hot tubs.
Uh-huh.
But we need to intermingle, we all chat together.
Yeah, there's a big hot tub that's basically like a swimming pool.
Yeah. Caution, the glass is very clean, so you will not see it as you run.
Stop. What about us? And also Claire.
That was Claire.
My friend Claire ran full force, and I will never forget the noise of her hitting that glass. I go, as her bare, wet hot tub arms screeched down the side of the glass. And also I feel jealous that I quite like the fact that I've seen it from the perspective that I watched it happen, but I quite like the idea of seeing it on the other side where you see the kind of blood go away from her skin as it hits the glass.
That stag do, I hope, still remembers that moment.
Yeah, because they were having a heavy shite time before
they were.
That.
This is a stag do next door, so we ended up with a hen do in hour one, and then the next lodge was a stag do.
Yeah,
but it was a very chill stag do.
They were watching the telly.
They were watching telly,
having a couple of beers,
and then they got a surprise.
But they had inflatables in the pool. But I feel like that was
the intention was there to be fun.
They wanted to be fun.
Do you know what that was? They built it up too much. Yeah. They peaked too early.
Also, see, sometimes with like a stag hen situation, sometimes you've just got the wrong mix of people. Yes. You could have three really fun people, but then the guy has also had to invite like maybe his dad and his brother who are like, everyone doesn't mix together. And some people from his work, like they're all different types of friends.
But it was such a small group of, it's nice to know that for that like little 10 minutes where we went and physically invaded their full house and
ran
pool.
We just ran then over there and jumped in the pool.
I think we gave them
10
minutes of fun.
Yeah.
10 minutes of fun. Claire peaked it at the end.
With the deck. And we stole their inflatables.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think they still talk about that? Your stag doing all those daft hens came over. Their tits flapping about. They're so gushing.
Literally.
It's the way that we probably look like drowned rats.
If it was you or if it was your husband, then let us know.
I specifically remember there was a crocodile inflatable. Do you remember that one?
It was 2018.
And also, do you remember, was it not my pal Claire that like broke her ankle or something like that after it? Remember?
Yeah, because she jumped in the hot tub.
She did a cannonball into the hot tub.
I think we should stop. If we want Loxie to have his back, maybe we should stop.
Yeah, we probably should.
Wait, that house but was spotless though when we left.
It really was.
Absolutely spotless. Did the electricity not keep clicking out as well? And that wee worky guy, he was coming down just for the bants.
I know, he really was.
He was probably the one shorting it.
Yeah, exactly. Sitting outside, like, I'm going back in, guys. Here I come.
So we're excited to do the next lot of shows, aren't we, girls?
Absolutely.
And
buzzing.
Also, I know that there has been a little bit of a chat go on about, oh god, the next ones are Aberdeen and they're Edinburgh. We need to venture out because there's people that can't get to Glasgow, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't you worry.
Do you honestly think
we would have left Glasgow out?
Never.
Let's get real.
Maybe we're saving something really good for Glasgow.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No, we are.
We actually are.
No, but like, mysterious girl. Let's not be mysterious.
Maybe we're saving something for
what are you about to do?
We're not saying the date. Well,
saying the date, but I'm just saying it's a pretty, pretty big venue.
Something big. It's
something
coming
big.
To Glasgow. But don't worry, because you can also go to both.
Oh.
What? What did you say? Ho.
Ho.
You are a ho. You're a ho too.
It's oval so big. I'm joking. It's not the hydro.
No, it's not the hydro.
It's not the hydro.
But listen, we can dream. But anyway, the point is, and it's actually a good point to make, right? Just for the record, these next two shows are kind of like, there's going to be a similar theme. See the one that's coming.
Hi, wait a minute.
Later.
It's a tour, Ash.
Lauren, it's a tour with inverted commas, and we'll know it.
Exactly. It's a cute tour.
We did get told that two or more shows counts as a tour.
We're scraping
in the promoter,
there.
So we are calling it.
You can't troll us because we're already trolling us for the tour.
We're going to get a tour bus and Ash is going to cricket a big sign on the side for this.
It's not even that, my wee cricket's going to have steam coming off it because you're only doing one letter at a time. How much does that cost you? £500 worth of cricket joy vinyl.
It's a long name.
Could have just got a car.
Yes.
But anyway, the next ones are going to be like sisters. Let's call it sister shows because they're going to be very alike. Right?
Very week apart.
But you can do both, right? As in you can come to an Edinburgh or an Aberdeen show and then also still have a whole different experience coming to the next one that's to be announced.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's not a hen do. What will it be?
Nope. It's something different entirely. So if you've already if you're actually travelling to Edinburgh or you're travelling to Aberdeen or you're in those areas and you kind of fancy a Glasgow night, then the Glasgow night will be coming and it will be completely different. You can actually do them all.
Completely different.
Completely different. How exciting.
Can't emphasise how different actually.
Absolutely buzzing for her.
You're saying this in a way that I want to know why.
Exactly, that's the whole point.
Look at me.
Secretive.
Like cock tease.
She's actually, you don't realise, right, because we're listening in your ears, right, or you're hearing us in your ears. Lauren's actually doing the eyeball thing to you guys. She's doing the left, the lips, and then the right.
Side eye. Side
what eye. About, what about, let's do a couple of messages let's and then we'll go over to confession sessions.
Who's been there, hitting us up on the WhatsApps?
Come and join us. By the way.
Who's been calling us?
By the way, just to let you know, we do put tickets and everything out on confession sessions first.
Yes.
So if you want to be the first to hear about a possible show and then get on to confession sessions.
Yep. Right. They get possible first dibs.
Possible.
Anyway, let's go for it. Right. So can we just follow on from last week, right? And our messages, right? So this one's hit us up. It is about the primary school bullying trauma.
Uh-huh.
Hi girls, just listened to your podcast and you're talking about childhood bullying trauma. Well, I remember in primary school I was really dark haired. Coming back to the podcast, you spoke about laser hair removal and hair growth, etc. I'm the Yeti girl.
No, it's me. Oh. I'm the Yeti girl too. My God, I feel you on this one.
Turns out I have PCOS, so it's actually a medical condition. Anyway,
I'm just hairy as fuck.
I'm just a big hairy ball.
No excuse. Extra good hair follicles.
Anyway, in primary school, I had a little bit of a moustache and everyone used to call me Hitler.
Oh, that's so mean.
Of all the things. Literally killed my soul and it never left. I can laugh about it now, but oh my God, the trauma. The worst part about it was my older brother who started it and then it caught on.
He's a traitor. By the way, this is a full fact. This is a full experience, a united experience for all fellow Yetis. It happens to us all.
It does.
Do you know what? I remember my tash phase and it was, I remember literally noticing it one day in the mirror and being like, where the fuck did that come from? And then I was so embarrassed. I feel like it was like P6, P7.
Yeah.
But I was so embarrassed that I was too embarrassed to also try and remove it myself. Yes. And you know what I mean?
Puberty.
Oh, horrendous.
Oh, no.
But if anybody ever, and then I feel like I became pure self-conscious of my mouth because you feel like people are looking at it. Basically what we were talking about at the start.
But also amplified by uh-huh. the fact that you probably caked yourself in dream mat mousse as well.
By the way, yes. I swear to God, I am actually having full trauma flashbacks and I feel like I should be lying back on a couch right now because right. I remember, this is so bad. Poor me, poor P7 me. I remember doing French.
I'll look after you. Oh my God. You're literally that trend.
By the way, those trends make me want to cry. There's no speech about it at all. But see some of the wee children pictures, they make me want to cry.
Same. Right. But I'll cry at you with your wee tash. Ailey's wee cute picture. She's got one of the French moustaches.
Mine was more French. Mine was more French than Hitler. Mine was definitely at the side. But
suddenly.
So I remember
the child striped top's not so cute.
It's more embarrassing the fact you've got the wee whiskers.
Did you trim them at all? Ever?
No, I did eventually. Eventually, I sorted it out. But I was in denial about it for a wee while. But I remember being in P7, and this teacher who was actually a bit of a cow, she didn't like me, and I know she set me up for this. So we were doing French, and we were doing everyone was. It's so bad and you're laughing, it's pure trauma for me, right? But I remember her going with whatever we're doing, it was like describing people, right? So she was picking people to do it and she picked the fucking class clown and she said, right, I'm going to give him a name, David, right, David, you describe. And then she pointed at me and he said, see, it was like, je m'appelle Ailey, j'ai black hair, j'ai something mustache. He said it in front of the whole class. And I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming because it was my biggest insecurity. Oh, the trauma.
I choke on tears. Oh my God. Hey, I'm Ailey and I have a moustache.
Mammoth girl and moustache girl. Jesus Christ, what is coming out of this?
A lot of suppressed memories. A lot of waxing appointments, apparently.
By the way, see until she says that, and it actually, like, I feel like I'm back there.
Jesus.
The power. It was something like the moustache, and then everyone laughed. And I was just sitting there twirling my wee tash.
My dad, imagine you.
Oh, no, no, you no, had, no, no,
no. Oh, no, no. I imagine you have the wee moustache that goes up at the corners. And then as soon as he said that, it goes, whong. And it goes upside down like a handlebar one. Almost like it lost its smile.
Oh, she was a bitch, that teacher.
She was. She, Pierce, she set me up. She knew it was coming. Don't teach them how to say moustache. And then set me up.
That is unbelievably good.
Right.
And did they get into trouble?
No, I never. She laughed as well.
Did she? Uh-huh.
She laughed as well.
No, that's a send out. That's a red card.
She knew it was coming. She set it up. I feel like she didn't like me anyway. And then she made...
Was this primary school as well?
That is the hardest I've laughed all month.
Oh, you're welcome at my trauma.
Sorry, trying to remember more memories. That was at the point where, see, if we weren't continuing to record, I'd still be laughing. I'm really holding it back. I really am holding it back.
It's because it's so basic. It's so minimal.
It's the way that you knew you're going, oh no, it's the build up. It's the crescendo for me. And then the big finish.
Yeah. For me. It still took me bloody 20 years after that to get it lasered as well.
Jabita. Glasgow on course.
Own moustache.
Own moustache. I live in my moustache because it's so big. Jabita le moustache. Oh my god. So, right after that, you went home and got your Bic razor and went for it.
I think
style.
I did. No. Look at that. I think it was a Bic, yeah.
What, did you shave yourself?
I think it was a dry Bic the first time I did it. Oof, and then.
Heavy razor.
I got the Veet and then I started with the Veet.
Oh, you Veeted it?
I did.
Oh, it stinks as well.
No, worst smell ever. Absolutely.
Wowie.
Fellow Yeti girls, by the way, let me know your moustache trauma. Moustache.
So much less maintenance, could you imagine? That would be great.
Send us more. I feel like there is a niche question here that we can ask, and it's basically primary school traumas that you're over and you can now laugh at.
Yeah.
Please let us know, because there's so many. I'm sure we're going to unearth some more over the next wee while as well.
Right, here's a childhood trauma one, right?
Yeah, keep on this topic. I feel like it's good.
Right.
And I honestly feel like these, because Ailey, that I feel like that's a pure good story that really should be in the front of your mind's like filing system.
Yeah.
But that you've had to go way back. So I want everyone to have a real think about when they were also basically let it be, have it out there, and then you'll be free of all embarrassment.
Put it out to the universe, have a laugh about it, and we can all share the trauma together because it's quite funny.
And also, if you were part of Ailey's class that laughed, can you let us know? Yeah.
Please let us know how big our tash actually was.
Pretty bad. I'm going to actually have to look up some of my old photos and zoom in.
I know. So every time she sat down, it was like the reverse noises. Beep, beep. Sorry, wide load coming through. Wide tash.
Hey, just catching up on yesterday's pod. Got a childhood trauma that I'll never live down. It was just when I started secondary school. Now, I wasn't skinny and definitely not now. It all started in a class where my friend, that is now no longer my friend, pointed out the fatty bit overhanging my bra strap at the back. She came up with a name for me and called me Becca Back Boobs.
That's the alliteration for me.
It's not funny, but it's funny.
Becca Back Boobs.
From that day onwards, I was always known to be Becca Back Boobs or Specky Becky. As I wore glasses. I now never wear glasses, as it brings back the names and detest being called Becky. 10 years on, I can laugh at Becca Back Boobs, but I always ensure I have a bra on that hides my fatty bits. Love the pod as always, girls. Got me giggling away in public all the time. Hopefully I managed to get to a live show. Now, the fact that you can laugh about it is the best part. Uh-huh. But can I just say, it doesn't matter how fucking skinny you are, there's always that back fat.
Always.
But where is it meant to go?
How the fuck do you tone that?
How do you tone that? And also, see, that is actually one of my main things why I won't wear a t-shirt, by the way. Like a t-shirt without something over it. I feel like I'm always a blazer over it, a cardigan over it, a denim shirt or a shirt over wearing a t-shirt, right? Unless a t-shirt is boxy, because I'm always so aware of how it looks on my back, because it's literally like the shoulders, the Becca Back Boobs. By the way, sorry, I'm using
we can't do that. She's going to hate that.
I'm going to keep that. Can I use that?
Becca Back Boobs.
Becca Back Boobs is in my frequently used phrases now. Just going to keep it. It's literally your back, your Becca Back Boobs, your bra, band, and then, I don't know, Becca Back Bum.
But we all get it. We all get it. It's a pain in the butt. My friend actually calls it your wee hamburger. See that bit, like if you put your arm down.
Yeah.
And then from where your bra cup meets the bra strap at the front.
Your armpit boob.
Yes.
That
she calls it your hamburger.
I call it my armgina.
It fits it all.
Armgina. It's actually very vagina like. Have you ever seen that?
But see the day we get neck vaginas, by the way, it's game over.
I know, by the way, I really don't want the turkey thing.
Cut that off and stitch it back up.
Why
is it
not easier to do that? I feel like it should be like a day surgery, like a 1 hour appointment. You go in and get it sorted.
Just pin it to my ears.
I already feel like I can give myself such a nice stomach if I pull the skin and I basically fix my belly button in one pool. And I just think, see if I could just staple that there. It is perfect.
Do you know, see when I fake tan, right? And I always fake tan my stomach because I feel like I'm an all or nothing girl when I fake tan, right? I need to do the full body.
Oh, I can be a wee bit of a patchwork quilt at times.
I'm a patchwork, that's why. Don't ask me to go swimming with no notice because...
Don't ask me to get naked. We don't know what's covered.
I'm an eight from the chest up and the bottom half. I am peely-wally.
But see when I like fake tan my stomach, right? And obviously I use a mitt and I'm like rubbing it all on. And I look in the mirror and I'm like, great, I instantly feel better. But then see when I start prodding about my stomach and I'm like, oh, fuck, I wish that bit was a little bit smoother there. See when I actually like pull at my belly button and I go, that's it, that's my, that, if that was my stomach, my belly button turns in so much in itself that I end up with a full, big, massive white ring. Oh. It's like it collapses in on itself.
Oh.
Like, you know how you've always said you would have a belly button reconstruction?
Yeah, I would definitely get that done.
I'm needing my belly button opened.
A belly button plasty, or a navel plasty as they call it. I feel like that, again, should be like, you should be able to go with like Claire's Accesses or something and get that done. How can you not just go in one of these places and just walk in and go, you've had a day course? Cool.
I'm surprised there's not a treatment for that considering you can get something for everything now.
I wonder though if it would be worthwhile looking at how Botox and filler can fix that.
It can fix everything.
You know what I mean? It's like there's so many things you can get Botox and filler done now with.
Well, you can get Botox if you sweat too much.
Why can you not just get a bit of filler done in your boobs?
Uh-huh.
How can you not just get chest
filler? I think it migrates. I think that is it.
Plus, look how big a filler voil is. And how much it would go in your lips and how much it costs. And
then
it would
then you'd need to get it redone every like 6 months or whatever.
So that's how...
Yeah, but couldn't you just put something in there? Couldn't you just like inject in a wee empty balloon and then fill the balloon?
With what?
With filler.
But it's still going to be as expensive.
Yeah.
But do you know what I mean though? Like how can this not be keyhole surgery? Why doesn't it be a pure like, let's knock you out for weeks?
I also feel like I had a C-section. Why did you just not just sort of stuff out when I was
under? It's heavy selfish that they did that. Do you know that? I can't believe that they don't just go, right, see, well, we're here. I think it's because you're so swollen.
Maybe.
Yeah, true, you're still really pregnant.
But they could have really like done, like I said, the plan that I've got is an incision at the top and then just pull it up.
Why would we cut you at the top?
Because I'll show you in a minute, right? But see if I basically pull the skin up, the kind of like saggy bit of my belly button looks so much better.
Can they not pull it down?
No, it needs to go up because it's the top half where I had it pierced. Yes. Do you know what it's like?
That's me as well. Same.
This is our whole generation have all got the
do you think that's why yours needs piercings? Such a reconstruction because you had 4 piercings.
No, it's actually because my main piercing, my other ones are all completely closed. You wouldn't even know they were there, really. But the main one is so stretched from being pregnant.
Yeah.
That if I put a belly bar in it, the top bit just falls right through.
Yeah.
God.
It's really quite gapey.
It's like a little handbag strap.
I mean, I actually did have an appointment booked at the doctor's and went, I can't go for this. So I booked it and I was basically going to go in and go, the problem is every time I put my jeans up, I'm so terrified I'm going to catch that bit of my belly button skin. Yeah. And I was basically wanting them to go, we'll just refer you to the doctor.
But
to
then
get
would
a
they
bit
not
snipped.
Be like, oh, but guys have foreskins, so you're not any specialer.
Your belly button foreskin is not a priority.
Ash has a foreskin.
Ash has got a foreskin. Ash has got a navel foreskin.
That is the title for this podcast. Ash has a foreskin.
And do you know what? I actually do. And here's the thing. I can get that out online and not get cancelled.
Exactly.
Because it's not a private part. It's just a belly button. Mm-hmm. How is it any different? If I had a foreskin, that's how I imagine it would look, to be fair.
How
it's almost having,
weird.
Like, weird having that insight into seeing what my foreskin would look like.
I feel like we all need to also share our belly button trauma after birth because that is a thing.
Could we do that thing? You know, when they get like a picture of like loads of different people and then they like put them all together and colour code them to then when you zoom out and it becomes a face. Should we get hundreds of belly buttons and make it into something beautiful? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? See, like the Nivea adverts, it's like all the faces, then they pull it out and it's actually like hands moving. Uh-huh. We should do that. We should get an artist, since we're arts and culture.
Yeah,
of course. We should get that made.
Do you want a laugh from Saturday?
Go on then.
Yeah.
Right. Title being, I gave my husband the ick.
Right.
So me, 32, bracket female, haha, done that for the jokes, was driving to Disney on Ice on Saturday. The motorway was a nightmare, so came off to drive through the city centre. Got stopped at traffic lights and turned to look in the other car and saw Ash.
Oh my God.
Shut up, I told you something.
Wait. My first fangirl thought was to start waving at her. Haha, I'm dying inside thinking about my big waves and excitement.
Remember, I told you. Uh-huh.
I got home and voice noted my sister about the pure embarrassment I had when my husband decided to call me a loser about 5 times and said it gave him the ick.
Oh no!
It could have been worse. My mum was in the car, and when I told her you're from the podcast that gets me through life, she was encouraging me to start miming to you about listening and loving the pod.
She did.
Not sure Ash would have been up for a game of charades at the traffic lights. Haha. I absolutely love the pod though, and I'm praying you announce another Glasgow show date for this year.
Do you know what though, girls? I did tell you about this as soon as I seen you. I was like, how unbelievably cute is this? And here's the thing, mate. I had to tell you basically in code because I didn't want anyone else if they followed us or whatever to then be like, oh my god, you know, she was protecting, telling them about how someone was waving to her at traffic lights. But it was a very cute moment, and do you know what, she was excited like a Labrador.
Yeah,
it was that pure. Do you know what it was? I kind of turned around and it was a wee bit of the shock, like she wasn't expecting obviously to like be side by side kind of thing, so she did do that kind of wave. And then here's the thing, people in the back, I don't know who they were, but then they were also waving.
Yeah,
so we were
all waving. That was her mum.
And then so yeah, we were all waving, and then she had to go first. So then we waved each other off.
You waved bye.
And Charlie also waved. But the thing is, I got a fright initially, because now when you're in the car and anyone tries to get your attention, you think you've done something wrong.
Yeah.
So I think initially I went, oh, like that, and I looked, and yeah. I got a fright. And then she might have thought, oh my God, she got a fright because I'm waving like
But really, you were just ready for combat.
I was ready for combat. And then eventually I was like, it's okay, we're cool, she's one of us. Right, girlies, if you want to hear any more of the stories that have come through on the WhatsApp this week, then make sure you go over and get on to confession sessions, because we're going to go there, read them out, have a wee laugh, and we'll see you over there.
Yep. And you can text us. The number is 07428 957 885.
That's the one. Hit us up.
See you there.
Bye.